In this module, we will talk about the opera's beginnings. We'll take a step back in time to see how opera got its start and discover the influences that shaped it. It is generally said that the first opera, Daphne, was written in Florence in 1597, but Daphne did not materialize in isolation. The origins of opera trace back to a rich history of musical and theatrical forms evolving over centuries. Greek theater already had a strong musical component, with large choruses performing in verse accompanied by music. Individual characters' speeches were also sung. The Roman theater, inspired by the Greek model, retained the inclusion of music in dramatic performances. Following the fall of Rome, there was a lack of significant theatrical activity until the Middle Ages. In the 11th century, liturgical drama emerged as a form designed to convey religious teaching, covering stories of prophets, saints, the nativity, the trial of Christ, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and other episodes of the Passion Week. Most liturgical dramas incorporate musical components. Gregorian chant, traditionally sung by choirs of men and boys in churches, or by men and women of religious orders in their chapels, became a prominent musical form of the Middle Ages. In the late Middle Ages and early Renaissance, a theatrical form known as the mystery developed. While church officials performed liturgical dramas in churches, mysteries were performed in other public places and by professional actors. Mysteries were visually oriented, so tortures and killings were staged. The mysteries represented a big step forward in stagecraft. Before we move to the Renaissance, we must mention an intriguing figure from medieval times, Guido of Arezzo. Without him, we would not have the music and opera we enjoy today. Picture him as a devoted monk, immersed in the world of music with innovative ideas. Guido's profound impact lies in his remarkable creation of the musical system that forms the backbone of the contemporary music. He established a set of rules that endures to this day. Guido's visionary contributions extended behind the establishment of musical principle. Recognizing the importance of making music accessible to all, he introduced the iconic Do, Re, Mi sequence, a musical ABC that transcends generations. But the narrative doesn't conclude there. Guido introduced a fascinating mnemonic device known as the Guidonian hand. This ingenious tool served as a convert code, helping in remembering complex music elements. Consider it as having a specialized method to recall your favorite compositions or the notes played on a musical instrument. This is a testament to Guido's commitment and his music. During the Renaissance, the secular use of music continued to evolve. The masquerade, initially a festive spectacle during Carnival, featured characters from mythology and medieval tales. Dance played a crucial role, serving as a precursor to ballet. At the same time, the intermedio emerged as a theatrical spectacle with music and dance. It was performed between acts of plays during special occasions, particularly weddings in Italian courts such as Rome, Florence, Mantua, and Venice. Intermedio was performed in Latin or in Italian and included solo songs, choral works, and spoken dialogue, making it maybe the most important predecessor to opera. Toward the end of the 15th century in Italy, the pastoral emerged as a form of entertainment. It drew inspiration from idyllic and rural scenes of nature, combining words, dance, and songs, so prefiguring the earliest operas. In the late 16th century, the Camerata Florentina, a collective of scholars, writers, poets, and musicians, combined regularly at the Giovanni Sbardi Palace, a leading patron of the arts in Renaissance Florence. Their meetings were dedicated to discussions about the evolving trends in the arts, with a specific focus on music and drama. Their goal was clear: to break away from prevalent musical and dramatic conventions and go back to the spirit of ancient Greek culture, ethics, and musical style, aiming to elevate contemporary art and society. The composers of Camerata Florentina wanted to revive the long-lost style of ancient Greek music, believing it held the key to enhancing artistic endeavors. Their goal was to craft a new musical form where words and music intertwined, each enhancing the other. This departure from a mere accompaniment to words aimed to delve into the inherent emotions within the music. Their experiments resulted in the creation of monoda, a musical form featuring a solo voice with a straightforward melodic line complemented by instruments. Two distinct types of monoda emerged: the declamatory and the melodic. From the former, recitative was born, while the latter gave rise to the aria. The widespread adoption of the Camerata Florentina's revolutionary musical ideas among composers marked a profound shift. By the first decade of the 17th century, opera had proliferated. The Camerata Florentina, with their innovative spirit, play a pivotal role in shaping the direction of musical development during this era, opening a new age of artistic exploration and expression. The question of the first opera sparked debates among scholars, with many considering Daphne, written in 1597 and performed in 1598 during Carnival at the Jacopo Corsi Palace in Florence, as the first opera in history. Composed by Jacopo Peri, with a libretto by Ottavio Rinuccini, Daphne's historical significance is somewhat diminished by the scarcity of surviving music. Consequently, Claudio Monteverdi's Orfeo, premiered in 1607, is often considered as the earliest opera still fully enjoyed today. Claudio Monteverdi, a key figure in opera's development, displayed precocious talent, publishing numerous books on religious and secular music during his teenage years. In his debut opera, Orfeo, Monteverdi showcased a comprehensive understanding of the genre, blending the opulence of the late Renaissance dramatic entertainments with the simplicity of a pastoral tale told through recitative. Monteverdi's recitative was a technical marvel designed to advance the narrative, featuring two variations, the recitative secco, recitativo secco, accompanied by harpsichord or selected string instruments, and the recitative accompagnato, sung to a full orchestra, an uncommon feature in early opera. Monteverdi's pioneering innovations in singing forms and recitative firmly established his position as the first great operatic composer, profoundly influencing the direction of opera for centuries.